Well, we're about to have a conversation about remedial education here on The Takeaway. So first, let me make sure everyone knows what remedial courses are. These are the classes.
We're going to take a remedial course in remedial education.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. These are the classes that students take when they've done with high school, they're heading on to college, but they aren't prepared for the entry-level course at college. So they have
to take
a remedial course.
Because they fail some test or something
like that. Right, they didn't get a high enough score. And here's a startling statistic. Nearly 4 out of 5 students who take remedial classes in college graduated from high school with grade point averages of 3.0 or higher, which suggests, obviously, they met their high school graduation requirements but didn't meet college performance standards. And one study estimates that the cost of remedial education nationwide is $16.6 billion. So when budgets are tight, that may seem like a lot of money. Chicago's Mayor Richard Daley says he doesn't want to pay that bill anymore. He wants to close the open-door admissions policy at the city colleges. And he says that'll eliminate $30 million a year in remedial education costs.
Costs which he believes should be borne by the public school system, which
right.
is turning out these people with these diplomas.
That's exactly right. So joining us for this discussion is Gail Mello. She's the president of LaGuardia Community College in New York. And she's gotten a grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to look at how to improve remedial education. Also with us, Edgar Romero. He started at LaGuardia Community College in 2007 and took remedial English and math courses and then went on to be the president of the National Honor Society for Community Colleges. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Edgar, good morning.
Good morning.
Edgar, let me ask you this question. You ended up taking remedial English and math courses in college because you weren't prepared for the college-level entry courses. Did that in any way harm your future college education? Did it slow you down?
Yes, I took remedial English and remedial math. And it was a great help because I had been out of college for about 6 years by the time that I decided that I wanted to come back since I finished high school. So it was a great help because I wasn't ready. Since the last time I took math, I needed a lot to just sort of like to... There were many things that I knew, but because I finished high school in another country, there were many terms that I wasn't familiar with. And the way I knew or I learned how to write an essay, it was very different from the American way.
Well,
so,
yeah. Well, Gail, let me ask you. Clearly, Edgar may have gotten to your community college needing remedial courses because he graduated high school in Venezuela. But shouldn't we expect students who graduate from the American high school system to be ready for college?
Well, certainly we all want that, and I think everyone in America who works in higher education and in elementary and secondary education has been working to improve the system. But the stakes are much higher now. And the other piece is that so many people who have been out of school for a few years or many years, just like Edgar, are also coming to the community colleges. So it's not just about high school. I don't know, Celeste, the last time you factored a trinomial, but, you know, for me it would take a while. And so to go back into an algebra class in college, having been working for a while and having had your job close, really makes a very, very different kind of and complex situation for people who really want to go to college. I think the issue is for America, where are we going to invest? Where's our future? And what we're doing here, I'm in Baltimore right now. I have 25 faculty from around the country who teach developmental education, and their focus is let's really do it right. Because I want every single person to be Edgar, to come in needing to learn to write better and to do math better and end up getting a full scholarship to an international studies program. And that's really possible if we rethink how to do developmental education.
Well, what's your reaction to Mayor Daley of Chicago's dilemma that he's spending $30 million a year on remedial education courses, that in this tight budget crisis, he feels like he simply can't afford to fill in where the public education system is not reaching?
I can imagine how tough it is. But on the other hand, let's look in the future. First of all, if he's not going to teach those students, what are they going to do? Where are they going to be employed? Are they going to be the kind of workers that the companies in Chicago are going to embrace? No. Is it going to really allow him to decrease social services? No. What we really have to understand is that the whole economy has changed. We're in a knowledge economy. And where it used to be, if you didn't go to college, that was fine. You'd go to the factory, you'd make a real life, you could buy your house. That doesn't happen anymore. And so we have to understand that there is a new standard, a much higher standard for the kind of intellectual work people have to do. And I think colleges in America can do it.
All right, but
I think they need the support.
But Gail Mello, somebody needs to clue in the public high schools that we are living in this new information economy. Just in terms of a theoretical compromise between Mayor Daley's position and what you're saying, what do you think the public high schools here in the city of New York could do to make it easier for you to deal with incoming students at LaGuardia Community College?
Well, I think they're doing a lot of it. I mean, the race to the top and all the work that's been happening federally in New York City, all the work that Joel Klein has been doing, who is our school's chancellor, all of it talks about raising these standards. But let's not get into magical thinking. This is hard work. It is rocket science, if you will. And what we really need to do is to understand how to align those systems to make sure
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but let me push back on you just a little bit and go back to the statistic that 4 out of 5 students who take remedial classes in college graduated high school with a GPA of 3.0 or higher. And then they got to college, they took the exams that they needed to take to place them in their college courses and didn't pass. So what does that high school diploma mean if it doesn't mean you're prepared for college?
It means we're aligned to two different things. And I think that ability to really think of the entire pipeline to move students from high school through college is the next American challenge, and I think we're facing it, and I think the work I'm doing with these amazing faculty here in Baltimore to really rethink how to teach is part of the solution.
Gail Mello is the president of LaGuardia Community College. She's also part of a grant program from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to look at how to improve remedial education. We also spoke with Edgar Romero. He started at LaGuardia Community College in 2007. He took remedial courses, ended up as the president of the International Honor Society for Community College. Thanks to both of you.